Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Cara DeFalco.
And I'm Ed Kalegi.
He's had 30 years of experience in the fashion industry, from owning his own multi-line showroom to being a buyer and a creative director, as well as helping to launch lines like Trina Turk. Now he is joining us to tell us what we should be looking for in 2017. Fashion expert Peter Berta, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it, Cara.
Yeah. So listen, first of all, we're going to talk about a little bit of men's fashion because Ed needs some help.
Wow.
And we need to...
Wow. We went there right off the bat.
I had to.
Wow.
This was what prompted us finding a fashion expert for the show. So this was it. What can we look for to step up Ed's game a little bit?
Yeah, I'm a mess. Help me out.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, you know what? The first thing I tell guys is buy clothes that fit. It's my biggest pet peeve when I watch men just, you know, walking up and down the street in New York, is that, you know, they go through all the trouble of shopping and finding, you know, putting together that outfit, and it becomes an epic fail because it just simply doesn't fit. So you just gotta watch your sizing, and there's tailors for a reason. Use them, and you
wow.
know what? You're paying a little bit of extra money to do it, but you're going to look a million times better.
You mean I can't just walk into Walmart and grab something, put it on, walk out into the world and be confident with that? So I'm assuming that's probably not the best thing that I should be doing for myself.
Well, you know, there's two thought processes there. And
yeah.
I've always said, listen, I'm very sensitive to the fact that everybody has a budget, their own budget, so I'm very sensitive to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to point out that, you know, when you go to stores like Walmart, Walmart's great for, like, basics, for, like, T-shirts and underwear, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
Pajamas, you know, that all of the just basics in your wardrobe. But when you're going to Walmart to buy, like, if you're going to Walmart and you're buying, like, a suit jacket
no.
or something like that.
Okay.
Right. Or, you're spending money, you know, I understand that you want to save money by going there, but you're also, what you're losing on is the quality. So that jacket that you buy there, or that, it's not going to last you as long. And really, what are you saving in the long run if you just have to go out the next year and buy a new one to replace it because it wore out?
And that's a good point. It's confusing, too. You walk into Walmart if you're trying to buy a suit and you know you're 42 long and all they have is something called medium. What the hell is that
right.
in a suit? I don't know. I don't know. So that's a very good point.
Right. Yeah. I mean, in the long run, you're really not saving any money because at the end of the day, you're just buying twice as much, which is kind of their goal. You know,
yeah.
they want you to come in and spend to buy more of the same thing,
more frequently,
opposed to buying something that's going to last you for a few years. And you won't have to replace it as often.
All right. So let's say now I understand that I have to get clothes that fit. That is the main prerequisite of being able to conquer the fashion world. It's 2017. What are some of the top trends that we'll see this year, this spring, and into the summer?
Okay. So you're going to, for men, you're going to
yes.
go, you're going to start to see, like, more exact, like, shoulders are going to start getting sharper. And while, you know, for the last few years now, everything's kind of gotten softer. Like the suit jacket, the
mm-hmm.
shoulder on a suit jacket has been softer. It's going more sharper and more, a little bit more exaggerated on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
There's kind of a 90s influence coming back in. So it's that kind of 90s kind of streetwear, so like the baseball cap we're seeing a lot of, backpacks are huge again, jackets tied around your waist, the kind of like grungy, that whole 90s grungy look is coming back again, camouflage is big, bomber jackets are big, as a matter of fact, you should have a bomber jacket in you. If you want to stay on trend for 2017, you should have a bomber jacket hanging in your closet.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And light wash denim is coming back for men. Not acid wash, just light wash.
I still have those button fly jeans from 87. They're there. They have been screaming to be let back out in the world, but no, it's not time, no.
Maybe not those, Ed. Maybe hang on to those.
Maybe not those.
But when
yet.
You said 90s, all of a sudden I thought Criss Cross. Remember those two kids used to wear their clothes backwards in their music videos?
And inside
I'm
out.
Not, I'm
oh,
not
yeah.
doing that. I'm not going there. So 90s
no.
can be good, but we're not going 90s extreme then, I would imagine.
Don't go. Don't go there. And colors for men. There's a lot of neutral, like a lot of cream, like
yeah.
the color cream,
right.
is like an overall important color. And wearing it head to toe, monochromatic, is actually it's a little bit more forward for some people.
Really,
but it's actually yeah, wearing it head to toe is actually very cool. And then we're seeing a lot of red. for men, yeah. and a lot of, interestingly enough, yellow, which we don't really see that often, but pops of yellow in there.
Yellow's a tough color important. For a lot of people.
Pops of it. In other words, not that, you know, you don't wear like a solid yellow shirt.
Okay.
But like if it's a print that's got like a pop of yellow.
A pop of yellow in it.
Some kind of yellow. Or even if it's like yellow, if you've got yellow in your backpack or if it's a yellow baseball cap, just introduce the color someplace.
Okay. Quick question about women's fashion, because I've noticed this a lot myself. There seems to be like the exposed ankle is a thing. And I feel like 2017 is the year of cold ankles, because even in the dead of winter, I'm always seeing like, you know, a little ankle booty with the pant cuffed up and the ankle is out.
Well, and for men too. But yes, the ankle cropped. For women, the cropped flare pant or jean is going to be huge for 2017. So anything cropped with a little bit of a flare to it, and it looks great with a heel, it looks great with a flat. And the other thing that is exposed is shoulders. Actually, if you're going to go shopping for something, like I said, a bomber jacket for a guy, if you're going to go shopping for something if you're a woman, go buy something that's either cold shoulder, off the shoulder, or asymmetrical shoulder.
But that's a very sexy look. I like that. That's
very
like
sexy
that.
Look.
Yes. Not for me, for women, but that's a very sexy look.
Yeah. And also crop jeans that also have a frayed hem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, or that they have kind of color blocking, like the denim is color blocked. So if it's dark, but it'll be like a light wash and then a dark wash. So it's color blocked on the bottom.
Oh, wow.
So, like mixing those colors.
If you had to name the one timeless piece that everyone should own, one for men, one for women, kind of like my jeans that I can't take back out of the closet. But if there's one thing that's timeless that you can always turn to, what would it be?
Okay, well, it's the same thing that you've been hearing for years and years, and every fashion industry insider is going to tell you the same thing.
Yeah.
For a woman, have a great fitting black dress hanging in your closet. And for a guy, have a great fitting black suit hanging in your closet.
There you go.
You never know when you're going to need them. And it's always one of those things where, you know, you never know when you're going to have to go to a funeral or to a wake or get invited to a dinner party. And you look in your closet and you're like, I have nothing to wear. If you've got a great fitting black suit or a great black dress,
it's like that classic Don Draper look. It's always there and it's always in fashion. And that's a very important thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And people just, I don't understand why people just don't listen to that, because it really does come in handy. Yeah. I've had my, you know, situations where my nephew, you know, suddenly had to go to a wake and it was like, I don't have anything to wear. Well, if you had the black suit in your closet, you never know when you're going to need it until you need it.
Right.
Sure. Yeah. And for any sick, I better get the suit cleaned. You never know what's going to happen. It's very important, because you never know.
Exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about it, if you can speak to maybe some accessories, because I know, at least for women, you know, we were seeing a lot of like the stacked bracelets, things like statement necklaces. Are we still accessorizing in that way? I know you had mentioned backpacks. What else accessory-wise do people need to maybe stock up on?
Well, for women, definitely the pearl is coming back. But don't think pearls like you saw high school pictures from the 50s. Not those pearls.
Oh, okay. Those are
but
good.
Like pearls incorporated into with other stones and other. We haven't seen pearls in years.
Right.
It's one of those things that like it kind of be when women think of pearls, they think of their grandmother, and it's not like that.
Yeah.
So don't think of the single strand of pearls. This is just the pearl mixed with other stones and other metals and things like that. It's actually it kind of ties into that whole kind of neutral color story that I told you about before. So it really looks good. It looks really sophisticated and new. The other thing for women would be right off the bat, patches, like cool patches.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big trend right now. Patches and novelty pins. The pin is the new business card. So a lot of people are even doing like their logo of their business. If it's a cool logo, they'll do it like on a little pin and they give that to customers. But people are starting to collect them now, especially with backpacks being important. People are putting pins and patches on backpacks. So you can kind of create your own, you know, your own design.
Your own look.
Your own look. And it gives you, you know, it kind of puts your own thumbprint and personality on your garment or your accessory.
It's kind of like the spirit that servers have to wear at Applebee's and places like that, right?
Yeah.
You know? Sorry, you don't have enough spirit on. You can't work today. That's what that's reminding me of. I don't know why, but it does.
But I remember doing that, though, as a kid in the 90s with my school backpack, and we did. We had all kinds of patches and pins all over them. So
Yeah.
You were ahead of your time then back then.
I was. We used to make our own pins. We used to take safety pins and put beads on them.
Wow, very cool. Peter, stay with us. We're going to take a network break. Much more coming up. More fashion guidance, more fashion ingenuity, more ways to keep you looking good coming up next. This is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now? With Ahmad Rashad.
She is one of the most successful doubles players of all time, capturing 112 titles, including 21 Grand Slam wins with her partner, Martina Navratilova. So where is Pam Shriver now? Pam married former James Bond actor George Lazenby in 2002. The couple had three children, but divorced in 2008. Pam has been a commentator for ABC and CBS and is currently with ESPN. While broadcasting Wimbledon in 2010, player James Blake took exception to the volume of her courtside commentary.
I'm just surprised James Blake does that. James just yelled at me. I'm way above the court, but evidently he can hear me. He's got rabbit ears.
Quiet down, Pam. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. 280 degree switchbacks. All but the most experienced wrenches detest having to wire a set of C bars. Still, we're doubling the height and pullback of our old set. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. After hours of staring at internet sites, we still couldn't find a true motorcycle Z-bar other than those identical to what we have. JP Cycles catalog is a last resort. Found a good looking set. Twice the rise, twice the pullback of a set we've been running for years. Just what the doctor ordered for a reasonable buck and a half. Tall, fresh Z-bars along with the longer front fork tubes will really set the chopper off. Build in progress at AmericanBikerMinute.com. American Biker Minute, your passport to the old road on two wheels.